Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, and welcome from Podimo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Frankie Bridge.
And I'm Cece Coleman.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes, and you're immediately on the phone with your best friend.
But yeah, so we started talking to him and just having a conversation. He's like, oh, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm just an actor, you know, I've just done a pantomime. So I go, oh, what are you? Heart surgeon. Kids.
Oh,
I was like, no, you're not.
He's lying.
I know, that's what
he is lying.
Nobody is that perfect.
Also,
to be sat
it's
there.
Like blatantly trying to steal your girl from right under your nose.
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 days later, he messaged you on Instagram.
No,
he found her.
In this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief.
We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre, and heartwarming date stories.
Cece and I haven't met our daters before, and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you.
So, we have two amazing guests today. I'd like to say hello, Jude. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
Good. Hi. Hello, Grant.
Hello, Cece.
Grant, who are you?
You're mate.
Yes, you are, but you also work on the show with me.
Yes, I do.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I'm living my teenage dream right now. I'm literally sat in a studio with Frankie Bridge.
Hey!
And Cece from First Dates.
Like... Oh, Grant, stop it. What's your job on the show?
I was a waiter.
A waiter.
Cece's bitch.
Yeah, he basically was. Yeah, I would tell him to go and do this and do that. No, we used to work together for a long time. What, 5, 7 years now?
6 or 7 years, yeah.
God, it feels like forever. And we serve the food on the show.
Mm. I was just wondering, obviously you guys have been on the show. I know I watched the show. Jude, have you ever watched the show?
Of course I've watched the show, like from the very beginning.
What is it that you love about it?
It gives you hope. It's just like the warmest, loveliest. You know, there's those programs on TV and there's not that many that just make you think, people are genuinely lovely and everyone's got a backstory, and it's that adage, and it's a bit of a cliche, but there really is someone out there for everyone. And when there isn't, it's just comedy when it just goes hideously wrong.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's damn good.
It's like
watch.
We love love and we like to watch
however,
everyone
we
get
like
on.
A car crash.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite fun. I know. What is it like for you guys watching it? Do you feel like...
I like it when it goes tits up.
Yeah, but I think that's what viewers like. Like Jude said, like it is lovely to watch the good ones, but then the other ones where it ends badly, it's also quite enjoyable. The bit that literally makes my bum go funny is the bit at the end where they're like, are you going to see each other again?
Oh,
and one of you's got to say it first. And then, like, you know, when you know one person's well into it and the other one's not, that's when I'm just like...
We get the insight literally the whole way through, don't we?
Yeah.
And it is, we pretty much already know.
I can't deal with it.
That journey and then you're like, oh no, you know it's not going to go. Or when someone makes a comment, so this happens quite often, like one party will say something that you think, you've just lost it.
Yeah.
It was going so well and that one comment, you have fucked it.
Fair. But we all get to see it nicely edited, tied up in a pretty little bow, and guess what happens at the end.
So the way we start this show is we like to talk about green flags and icks. So Jude, I'm going to ask you first.
Thanks for that.
As you are most welcome.
For wheeling me out.
We'll start with the green flags. What would you say in the terms of like relationships or people dating is a green flag for you?
The big green ones. They're so obvious, the green ones, aren't they? It's humour. Got to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to have a brain.
That's always helpful.
Always helpful.
Yeah, a brain and humour. Yeah, yes. That's it. That's just
that's probably the two things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You feel like you could, like, you know, the whole I can be laughed into bed? Do you feel
absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, if someone's
100%.
Funny. Yeah.
It has happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
On more
I think
than
we
occasion.
See that a lot in like the celeb world, you know, when you see certain funny,
interesting
actors
yes.
out with very hot women and you're like, well.
Yeah, he must be
he's
really
very funny.
One of my weird crushes when I was younger was Jimmy Nail. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
Jimmy Nail.
I stand
by
that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I do. That is an interesting choice. But funny. Yeah,
but funny.
Brian, what about you? What's a green flag?
I think my green flags are pretty similar, to be honest. Good personality, funny,
Come on, I know you've got more than that.
No, I'm growing up now, aren't I? Back in the day, there was obviously a lot more. But
Just fit.
Fit, yeah.
Mm. Wholesome fit.
Yeah, but maybe 10 years ago. Maybe 10 years ago, but now it's all personality. And...
Yeah, all right, whatever, Grant. What about icks?
I've got an easy one, first one.
Go on.
And you know, I feel like I can't say it anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Big feet.
Really?
Scare me a bit, yeah.
Really?
Why? What size are your feet?
I'm only a size 8.
Yeah, so like but, they're not the biggest man feet. So no. If a girl had... Yeah. It's quite easy for them to have sex.
I mean, I don't want to start swapping shoes with someone, do you know what I mean?
Would you ever say that on a date, though? Would you say, like, oh, one of my icks? Or would you look down first and make sure they're...
My current girlfriend's a size 6, and that's quite big.
Did you put that on your Tinder profile, then?
Must have small feet, please. Yeah. No, I didn't.
So I was on a date, and someone said that cankles, you know cankles?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they said that cankles is a turn-off. And it made me so conscious. I was like covering my leg thinking, I hope that I fit into the category of not having kanks.
And what about you? What's your ick?
I was saying to Cece, there was a bloke I was seeing and he used to use two towels after a shower and he used to wear it like a hood, like Little Red Riding Hood, and sit like a small child on the bed.
What do you mean like a hood? Like where they wrap it?
Not in a manly butch way around his waist in a I'm a small child. I need to be covered with lots of towels. That was a bit of a turn off. So that's a bit weird.
He always uses two towels.
Yeah, but does he like tie his hair up? And does he tie it around his waist? Or does he
to do it under the armpits?
Like underneath and then like around his
head. I don't know what he does with the second one, actually.
I think if I walked into the room and I was dressed like that, I think my girlfriend would probably slap me, to be honest.
Good. Yeah, I wouldn't like it if someone had put it under their armpits, I suppose. No. Rather than around their...
No, it's just so funny, these icks.
Like, I know, it's so weird. Oh no, Wayne uses the second one just to rough dry his hair.
Yeah,
and that's it.
But you don't wrap it around his head.
No, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, I had to think what he uses it for.
If it does, I think that needs to get picked up.
Yeah.
Wayne Bridge puts a towel around his head.
Grant, we're going to start with you and a little bit about you and your life and your dating history, because obviously I know quite a lot about you, right?
Yeah.
And I probably know the things that you may not want to share, which I really want to ask about. So
all right.
Tell us a bit about like your journey.
She's like, you might not want to share them, but I'm going to
just ask away.
Thanks.
But tell us a bit about like your journey of where, because when I met you, to be completely honest, you were a little bit of a lad. What was another word?
Rascal.
Rascal.
Do you know what? I'm just gonna say I was young. I was like 20. I was 22 when we met. I was in a good position. I was on TV.
What, revolving door?
I wouldn't say revolving door. Weekend. I just didn't have the balls to do it. Me and Sleep are best friends, and I thought that like waking up to a human that I don't really know and not having sleep and then having to like film a 15-hour day ahead didn't sit well. That was probably the only reason. I can't say it's because of
you then was where I am now. Because me and Austin used to sit down for hours until like 3 a.m. and just get pissed with a crew.
Mm. You did, yeah.
Whereas now I'd be exactly the same, straight asleep.
Yeah.
Boring now.
It's all age.
Just grown. Just grown.
Right. Yeah.
Grown.
So right. So that was then. So and then dating history, like from then, what's changed?
I've got a girlfriend now.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been together?
4 months.
Two?
We've been seeing each other 6 months. Okay. We've been together 4 months.
How's that work?
Right.
Oh, how does that work these days? Do you have the conversation? Because like when I was dating, it was like, so are you sleeping with anyone else? No, I'm not sleeping with anyone else. And that would be like the first conversation. And then it'd be like, so are we together now? Yeah, we're together now. Is that a thing anymore or not?
Yeah, I think it was pretty much like that, to be honest.
Yeah, but you've said seeing and date and girlfriending. So like, so the first 2 months.
So I was just, we were dating. Seeing each other for 2 months and then together.
So how did you meet? How did this come about? Because I know you've been in quite a long term relationship. You were playboy and then you were long term relationship, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
so
then,
how long was your previous relationship?
4 years, I think, wasn't it? Lived together, had 2 cats.
Oh, I wondered what you were going to say then. Yeah. Okay, cats. All right.
2 kids.
Did you keep cats? Or?
No, she kept them, and now she's.
Cats aren't the best. She can have the cat.
I got them back. Spoiler, I've got them back, Frankie.
Okay, so we'll edit that out. We love cats.
Such a cat
Thank
person.
God you got the cats. Why is she giving you back the cats?
Because she's buggered off to New York and now goes out with her Hollywood celebrity.
So she don't give a shit about the cats.
She don't give a shit about the cats.
Oh, poor cats. I love cats.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you, I want to know more about how you met.
What do you want to call her? Your new girlfriend?
Ashley.
Ashley. Done.
Ashley, done.
How did you meet Ashley?
The good old romantic dating app, Hinge.
So hang on.
You know what? She actually works with one of my friends and she wants that to be the story, but it's not. It was Hinge.
Right.
No, okay. let's just get it real. Yeah. So it was Hinge. Were you on TV doing X on the Beach whilst you met her?
No, so X on the Beach has only been out about 2 months. We've been together since X on the Beach was coming out and I just said, look, don't watch it.
Okay, but she was all right with it because obviously that's
yeah,
quite...
No,
that's a show where you all shag on TV, no?
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I waited until the cameras went off.
Okay.
It's not silly.
Okay.
But no, she wasn't bothered. She was like, it was in the past. We hadn't met before that, so...
Yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah, we've all got a past, didn't we?
When you went on your first date, was... she exactly like her profile.
Do you know what? I almost didn't swipe right on her. And she said she'd done exactly the same to me because she had all these like weird photos of her like on walks and stuff like that. But she was miles away in the photos. I couldn't actually see what she looked like. So I was like, she could be a catfish. But there was one photo and I was like, she looks kind of cute in that. Swipe right. And then, yeah. But as soon as she walked down the stairs, I was like, shit, she's fit and I need to drink more.
Really?
Yeah.
What, this is in a bar? This is.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd been waiting in the bar for about 20 minutes. I'd got a bottle of red. So I was just drinking and then she came down the stairs and that glass and bottle went down very fast. I think she had like one glass.
What, so she made you nervous?
Yeah.
And do you think part of that was because you were kind of ready now to meet someone, whereas in the past you were kind of this playboy? Just
100%.
Kind of...
This was the first time that I like met someone from a dating app and gone... It was kind of like the new year, new me thing. Like, it got to the beginning of this year, I was like, look, been a playboy again for a few years. I think I'm finally ready for a relationship again. And then I saw her come downstairs and I was like, great. Well, that was short, wasn't it? Found her.
Really? But did you really, like, genuinely think that? Were you just like, oh, yeah, she's really fit? Or were you like, fuck?
No,
like,
no.
I see a bit more.
Like, we were talking and, do you know, when the chat's good, you can tell, like, even on an app or something like that.
Mm.
And yeah, even through the date, I was like saying, like, when can we do this again? When can we do this again?
Oh, were you? Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah, I know, like, keen
bean. How many times did you ask her? Because the way you said it then was quite intense.
All right, I was...
She's like, so the other day, when can we do this again? When can we do this again?
I mean, we were absolutely blotted. I think it was about 2 o'clock. I was putting her in a taxi. I was like, when can we see each other again? I think it was like the taxi on the night home.
Did you kiss her?
Oh, yeah, way before that.
Okay, so you snogged and then you put her in a cab.
I mean, there's a lot more that happened on that date. But yeah, whilst we're at the end, I put her in a date. She was like, oh, I'll let you know, I'll text you. I was like, that's weird. We just had a sick night out.
Yeah.
She had another date the day after. Playing her cards.
Wow.
I knew you were.
She was like, I'm not committing until I know what other ones
just
like.
Just need to see what tomorrow's going.
And you know what?
I'll let you know.
It took her a long time to tell me this.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered.
So what
happened during the day?
So we had the drink in the first bar. We're having such a good time. I was like, right, let's go to another bar. Like, she knows Leeds. I'm not really from there. The second bar, we were the only people in there. And then this guy walked in with a huge dog, buff as anything, and sat down and started reading a book and smoking a cigarette. And I was like, who's this cool motherfucker? And obviously he's got a big dog with him. And the dog starts coming over and sniffing. And I'm like, we're going to need to have a conversation with this guy, aren't we? So a bloody boyo starts speaking in the date. We just get chatting. And he's obviously flirting with me, and I'm like... Mm.
Oh, so he's come over with his dog to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
Or maybe we went over to... I think we went over to him because he's got the dog, and she was like, I want to go pet the dog. I was like, all right, let's do that.
It's like being on a date with me. I'd be the same. I need to go pet the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're great, but that dog...
Yeah, I'd be so distracted by it.
It was a cute dog. It was massive as well. And there was also a buff, huge guy. I mean, it was a Friday night.
Yeah.
Sat in a bar, on his own, reading a book.
How dare he?
That's him out with a fishing rod, let's be honest. This is what he's trying to do. But yeah, so we started talking to him. And just having a conversation. He's like, oh, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm just an actor, you know. I've just done a pantomime. But he goes, oh, what are you? Heart surgeon for kids.
Oh, I was like, fuck.
I was like, no, you're not.
He's lying.
I know,
he is lying.
Nobody is that perfect
also,
to be sat
there. Like blatantly trying to steal your girl from right under your nose.
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 days later, he messaged you on Instagram.
No!
Don't know how he found her.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got a good game.
Yeah.
What a cheeky fucker. Hey,
you were on your first date.
Hey, it can't be that good game. I'm still with her.
That's so cheeky though, no?
It is, isn't it?
He must have been hunting. He must have gone through like, how the hell did he find her?
I have no idea.
I'm quite impressed by that. Does that make me weird?
That's like stalker vibes.
That's what everyone does.
No.
What, sits in a bar on a Friday night with a dog and a fucking book?
But finds people on Instagram.
I am doing the wrong thing. Shit.
So did you decide to leave there? Were you just like, right, let's get out of here?
Well, the thing is, I went to the toilet. I was like, right, I'm going to get another round. And he just kind of looked at me and I was like, You want a drink then?
No.
Yeah, so I bought a pint as well.
Oh my God. It gets worse.
You bought him a drink?
Yeah, well, it was just like kind of about. I was like, well, I'm off to bar to get you a drink. And he was just like,
well, you chat to my
yeah, while you get her number.
Yeah. And then went to another bar.
With him?
No. Yeah. Sacked him off. I was like, let's get out of here. Ditch this guy. And then we got to the next bar and it was like really small and cramped. And we were sat next to a few other couples. And as you do, we just started chatting to another set of people.
Why do you keep talking to people? I feel like you're the problem here.
No,
went over to the man with the dog and you bought him a drink. And then you go somewhere else chatted to another couple. You're very northern. You like talking to people. You lot are too friendly. Northern.
Maybe it's people like talking to me. That's what it is.
People from London, we're a lot more dismissive.
No, we're like, fuck off. Yeah. I'm on a date.
We wouldn't even make eye contact.
No, look away from the dog.
So you got chatting to another couple in the next bar?
Yeah, so they were on an unofficial first date as well. So it was kind of like breaking the ice. And this guy just started gassing me up. And I was like, yeah, keep going with this. And she was like, "What? This is my first date. Will you pack it in?" And he's like, "No, I'm going to kiss him before you."
He was going to kiss you?
Yeah, and I was like,
fair enough.
All right. But I thought, oh yeah, that'd be funny. I was like, go on then. And just like, but it was like a peck, know what I mean?
Okay.
This is very strange. Yeah.
You let a man kiss you on your first date with your girlfriend after heart surgeon man had...
Yeah, and now thinking back, like, this was obviously a bad idea. Anyway,
the date ended. She went on another date. Yeah. What happened then?
She said she got the ick instantly. She knew that she liked me and was like, I cannot get this guy further away from me.
Aww. And then after that, did it all just kind of happen pretty quick?
Yeah, it all just kind of fell into place. Went on a date to Whitby, had a walk down the beach and stuff. And then it was my birthday. And then she threw me a little party, had a little Colin the Caterpillar. It was nice.
Gotta love a Colin the Caterpillar.
We like Ashley. She sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet her. Okay, before we move on to your story, Jude, I think Frankie and I need a moment to process.
Agreed. I think Cece and I are just going to nip to the loo really quickly and then we'll be right back.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Do you know what? It's so nice seeing Grant. I feel like I know maybe too much about his stories.
Obviously, you've known Grant for ages, yeah. And you've seen him through all those dating stages of his life. So when he was young, like he said himself, he was just like,
he was a naughty boy.
Yeah. And then he had a long-term relationship, then came back out of that, you know, had his little playboy time, and then now he's like back into a relationship. And I think people, as you get older, like through different ages, you go through those stages, don't you, where you want different things and you're figuring yourself out. And
yeah,
he seems like he's matured now.
He's definitely 180, seeing that. Yeah, the journey has been really, it's been quite fun actually.
Right, now we're back. Jude!
Go Jude! So I've been single, well, I've been divorced for about 7 years and launched myself onto Tinder with like real enthusiasm 6 years ago. In between that period of time, obviously, in and out of like a few relationships. But so this was back in the early days when I was, yeah, new to the game, fresh meat.
Nice.
So just one random evening at a friend's, and I spot a guy who's fits the right age criteria, height criteria, and his occupation was stunt performer. So I was thinking, that has got to be a euphemism. No one's a stunt performer. So we start messaging, and his messages were a bit dry, but I'm thinking, I'll go with it, because he did actually say, yeah, I am actually a stuntman. I thought, this is interesting.
It is a real job. So
yeah, it's a real job.
Yeah,
exactly. So we start dating and had been sort of seeing each other fairly casually, but regularly for about 2 months. And one, just leading up to our date, which turned out to be our final date, didn't know at that point. He was starting to probe me a little bit. That's the wrong word to use. He was starting to question me.
Just a tip. Just a tip. Sorry.
About underwear choices. And he was like, so do you like nice underwear? I was like, yeah. He's like, so, you know, what kind of thing are you into?
What were you thinking? Was it putting you off, or was you like, all right, I'll go with
I'd had that many dick pics at this point. That was nothing.
What, okay, I wasn't block? Expecting that to come out of you.
Not no. Often, just random.
Just randomly. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Not for a while, but go on.
Well, you've been sent... Okay, anyway.
No, I'm receiving.
Right.
Sorry.
I actually don't get sent that many online, and I'm starting to feel a bit offended.
I've sent you some of mine. I've got like a back catalogue.
Okay. I just don't really see what people think you're going to get out of it, but I digress.
No,
anyway.
I don't get anything.
It's not pretty. It's not impressive.
Never, ever.
Just put it away.
Put it away.
Yeah. So underwear's not that weird.
Underwear's fine, yeah. That was nothing. So, yeah, established, you know, black, lace, whatever. And he was like, you know, go and get yourself something nice for the date. I was like, okay. Kind of hoping you'd buy it.
A bit presumptuous, but okay.
But anyway.
Had you slept together
yes,
by this
had.
Point? Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
Fine.
So he can, all right.
Yeah. And so we went out for a meal, went really well, as all the other dates had gone, you know, and I'm thinking, this could be going somewhere, you know. All my mates were so excited. They're like, my God, dude, you're dating a stuntman. Proper stuntman.
And so he actually was a stuntman?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that would stress me out.
It did a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, do you know what really annoyed me? He did a lot of talking about his films and his like credits. And I'm thinking, I know I'm just like a
bit of a name dropper.
Yeah. Ew. I know I'm just a boring, normal person. But
also, no one really actually sees you in it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's impressive, but no one knows.
But you're not Brad Pitt. You're his
body double. Yeah.
So, we do the date and wearing like a really nice outfit, underwear's on. And he's just wearing jeans and a t-shirt. So I thought, again, make an effort.
Yeah.
Got back to mine, and so I'm like putting the tunes on, pouring the wine, lighting the candles, you know.
Oh, thinking setting the mood.
It's nice, set the mood. I turn around, and I'm not even joking, his jeans are down by his knees, and his underwear is pretty much identical to what I'm wearing. He's wearing full-on black lace thong suspenders. Stockings.
Fuck off.
Seriously. I said to my mate...
Did he have a bra on?
No, he didn't. Okay. So it's just from the waist down.
Topless.
And T-shirt still on.
Yeah.
So, but can I just... I really want to set this scene. So you're like leaning over, like sorting out the music.
Have you got your underwear out yet at this point?
So you're fully dressed. You're pouring some wine.
Yeah.
And are you having a conversation with him? Are you like... singing to music, like what's going on?
The tunes are on, and literally he did it in stealth mode, I think, because I'm just chatting.
He's a stuntman.
Stuntman, exactly.
Oh, he's a stuntman.
Training.
Of course.
It was the training.
He's done this before.
When you were turning round and he had the trousers back down by his ankles, what do you think he was expecting?
I don't know what he was expecting.
Was he like hard?
No, he was soft.
It looked
it would make a difference.
I
if
was
you
thinking
a thong,
it.
Yeah.
You know, is it going forward or sideways?
I said to my mate,
did it flop out?
Small?
I said it looked like his penis was about to rob a bank. You know, when it's all squished up.
So he wasn't excited yet. He was getting to the point of being
getting
excited.
To the point. I was getting to the point of really
confused.
Not being excited.
Even if a man, you turned
like
around and he said his t-shirt
bag.
On, he just had boxers on and you turned around and his jeans were around by his ankles, I'd be like,
that's
mate, what
are
you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so then what?
And then obviously we went and had sex with the lights out.
You had sex with him? Oh,
Jeez.
My God.
Fuck. Right, no, wait,
yeah,
wait.
Like, what was the conversation?
Right.
How did, yeah, we
you
need...
turn around, trousers down. What do you say, your first?
Step by step.
I think I did say what the fuck, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he said...
And then he seemed a bit confused, which I'm thinking, have I missed the cues here? I mean, each to their own, whatever floats your boat. But I would suggest that if you're going to do that kind of stuff, give someone a heads up. You know, there was no
when
warning.
He asked you what underwear you like.
Exactly. That
he maybe thought, oh, on
exactly.
A man.
Exactly.
Oh. I reckon he's got 100% hit ratio over this because you said you
he's
were straight in there.
Him.
So I'm assuming he's had this before.
So you go upstairs.
Yes.
He's still...
Still in the gear.
And... You have sex with it on?
No, I made him take it off.
Right.
But
so you said take it off, or did you try
off.
And do it in the
I
moment?
I think I did it in a nice way.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I think I did it.
Oh, that's gross!
I was like, get it off.
Get it off.
He took his stockings off. He took it off.
What, in a seductive manner? No, they probably did it like a bloke, like with a purse.
Had he trimmed up?
Yeah.
Manscaped, yeah.
Manscaped.
So
all I can
okay.
see is like fruit in a bag.
Yeah,
you know, like
I can't. Yeah, thong just about carries out the sides. Like...
Exactly, thong just about contains me, let alone a knob.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So. we can cut this out.
You can
if you
ask
want, but
anything.
Like, so the sex, was it like, what kind of sex was it? Was it like, was he like
filthy as
yeah,
shit trying,
was he doing weird
wasn't
shit?
He wasn't, well, I'd like to say he wasn't really a kinky fucker, but clearly he was.
No,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
So quite sort of standard basic
issue.
Sex, yeah. but kinky on the
just a little fetish.
Yeah.
Like missionary and lace.
I find this fascinating.
It's weird though, isn't it?
So he had sex. Did he stay the night?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the morning,
you're a very
I
understanding
had,
lady.
You are.
Well, that was back then. Now, no.
Yeah, was you a bit like, you know, you'd not long been divorced. Basically, were you a bit like, maybe this is a thing?
I just felt a bit more, you know, I'm quite unapologetic now and I realised that actually I'm okay. But back then you were kind of grateful for what you could get.
Oh,
awful,
true. Don't
it?
Say that. Yeah.
I was going to say, I get it. I mean, I've never had a guy do that, but yeah. I
So was there any more discussion of it or did you just kind of
basically,
park it?
Basically, it was he sort of trooped off in the morning.
Did he take it with him?
Well, I had to then establish whose was whose because it was all looking quite similar.
Babe, are these your knickers or mine? And is this suspender yours or is that mine?
Is the ones with crusty ass pubes still in it? As those are his.
Oh, skiddies.
Oh, lovely.
So that was it. And then he went off and then I just went and blocked.
Did you block
you
him?
Yes. And do you know what? I've only blocked two people since starting Tinder.
Wow.
So it just goes to show.
I think
like,
that's fair.
You didn't even like give him a, like nothing. No.
No.
I'm going to shag you and you can go.
You've served your purpose. Yeah. Goodbye. And like, did you ring all your friends? Because I think the first thing I would do is be straight on the group chat, like, guys.
Straight on the group chat. We, because all my mates just know that, oh, it's a weekend. Jude's probably going to be doing a bit of Tindering. So Monday comes around. Monday comes around. At that point, I was working for a company that had like a breakout area partitioned off from the rest of the office. So I'm going to be like the roundup on a Monday. Right, how did it go? And I was like, you're not going to believe this. So we're howling as I repeat the story. And I can just hear that it's all gone really quiet out in the office. And literally an office of about 40 people. And it was like...
Everyone heard.
Everyone heard.
But he gave you a great story.
It's a good story.
So since that, like, do you date differently? Do you do anything differently? Do you, like, is there any type of, like, I don't know...
What's your
fetish? Do you know what I do?
Yeah, like, do you ask questions?
Do you know what I have said? You know, do you... And this is like, I'll say it in a normal way. I'll go, you know, do you like nice underwear? And then as a, like, in the small print, I'll go... Me wearing it though, not you. Because I feel the need to double check.
Yeah. But then I mean, they probably think that's a really quite
odd question.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me that? Well.
When was this? How long ago is
so
this?
So that must have been about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, I've had a couple of relationships in between. So then started back on the Tinder.
And what's your experience of it now? Is it different? Do you
it
feel like you're using it differently?
I think I'm using it differently. I think, you know, looking back, I think as you get older, you know, I'm going to be 48 this year. And
wow.
I feel more confident. Mm. That's probably to do with HRT.
Yeah.
Perimenopause kicks in, get on the HRT. And it gets rid of a lot of, like, the nerves, the anxiety, the self-doubt. I don't know. I just feel a lot. I feel differently about myself now than I did.
Do you think you've changed the way that what you're looking for? Do you think that,
I think so. I think, you know, it sounds so cringy, but I think back in the day, you know, you would literally, like I said, you're kind of grateful, and I don't feel like that whatsoever now.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
great. Yeah.
Feel
like
that.
You picked me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pick me. And actually, I'm like, actually, you know, what you bring to the party?
Have you tried Hinge?
No, I tried.
So much better.
Yeah.
So much better.
Is it? Tinder's a bit shaggy, isn't
it? It is shaggy. Definitely.
And Hinge,
you get a bit more personality, don't you? You
do
can kind of,
I like a good chat. You know, if someone can't chat back on an app, you know, and it's back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think that's like standard because that's the struggle of, like, I guess I'm like mid 30s. So my world of dating now, it's the conversation doesn't flow. So I don't think that's, I don't know what's happened in, like, I don't know if everyone's just got really bored or just really, like, I don't know, greedy. But the dating world has changed. It's a lot harder just to have a, like, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing? How's your weekend been?
That no chat.
No, the chat doesn't happen.
Can we get the bill, please? Well, on that note, at the end of every podcast, we've heard both your stories.
Yes.
Who do we think should pay the bill for this episode?
I think Mr. Fetish. I think he's, yeah, I think he needs to foot the bill for this whole situation.
100%. Although he probably spent a lot of money on that underwear.
Well, shit, he could have bought yours. Like, you know what I mean?
If but he really can flog it for a lot more now it's been worn.
All right.
Everyone's got a fetish.
So Mr. Underwear is footing the bill.
Yeah, I think we are in agreement with that. Yeah.
All right, fair. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks. Need it.
Thanks for listening, guys. And while you're at it, I know you've got your phones open. So you see that little follow button? Hit it now. And whilst you're there, you might as well leave us a really nice review.
From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates, the podcast hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hogue and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh.
The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruna Pias, Kendra Steve and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.